Ride along each week as we share proven strategies to strengthen your business, energize your team, and create the business success you've been dreaming about. And now, here's your host, Rich Allen.
When is the right time to start rewarding your team for performance? Welcome to the Ultimate Business Tune-Up Podcast, where our one and only goal is to help you tune up your business so you can have the long-lasting success and fulfillment that comes from owning a solid, profitable, and sustainable business. Each week, we dive deep into a single topic related to improving your business, improving your team engagement, or improving your relationship with your customers. This week, I want to address a question that I often get from business owners who are either just starting to build a team or who are struggling to get their business to profitability. It may be a question you've been asking yourself, or you know a business owner who may be asking this very question right now. The question is, when is the right time to start rewarding your team for performance? It may seem like a pretty simple question with a pretty simple answer, but I've found that far too many business owners struggle to find the right time to set up a pay-for-performance type compensation system for their business. If you've already got a pay-for-performance compensation system in your business, then this may be a yawner topic for you. But just maybe there'll be a nugget in today's message that you may find useful or valuable for your business. Now, before we dive into the meat of the topic, let me clarify by what I mean by pay-for-performance compensation system. And more specifically, what I don't mean by it. I'll start by saying that I'm not talking about a commission-based compensation program. I'm not a big fan of commission programs. They're typically structured to give a single person, most often those in sales or business development roles, the opportunity to earn more pay by closing more deals. A commission-based plan is a common approach used by insurance companies, auto dealers, realtors, and many other businesses who want to keep their fixed costs low, but want to incentivize their sales folks and keep them motivated to close the next big deal. If structured properly, they do work to motivate the salesperson to close the deal, but they do very little to build teamwork. Commissions are nothing more than hits of dopamine to those who are on the receiving end of them. And dopamine is a very selfish drug, meaning that when someone is hooked on dopamine, they care very little for what happens to others in the business. To be honest, that's why I really don't like commission-based compensation plans. They tend to cause behaviors that are not helpful for building a solid, hardworking team. What I do mean by pay-for-performance compensation is that the rewards are structured so that when the business is successful, everyone on the team shares in the gains or the profits. Some call this gain sharing, others call this profit sharing. I like these types of compensation programs because if done right, they promote and encourage teamwork across all functions or departments in a business. They also put the employees in the same position as the business owner, in that in order to get extra pay, the business must make extra profits. These are the kinds of rewards for performance that I'm thinking of when I'm referring to rewarding performance. So with that said, the question I was asking today was, when's the right time to start rewarding your team for performance? I was meeting with a newer client recently, and we got into a discussion about their existing compensation plans. As the business owner explained how they set their pay levels and when they make adjustments to their employees' wages or salaries, they said, "I'd like to set up a profit-sharing program, but we're not making any profits yet. But I'm hoping that we'll have some profits this next year, and then we'll be able to start a profit-sharing program." As you might imagine, my first question for him was, so why are you waiting for next year to set up a profit-sharing plan? His immediate response was, I don't want to set up a profit sharing plan knowing we aren't going to have any profits to share. That would totally defeat the purpose. And my response was, really? Would it? Or might it be just what you need to get to profitability more quickly? It was a question he had never considered, nor was it one he was comfortable with. In fact, we sat in silence for a minute or two as he thought about what I had just asked. The idea of putting a compensation program in place that had no immediate payout or benefit seemed like a foolish idea to him. But my take on the idea was very different. And I wasn't just making it up. I had seen firsthand what can happen when you set up the system for sharing your profits, even if there are no profits to be shared. I had this experience when I was leading a manufacturing business that was doing over $30 million in annual revenues, but there were no profits being made. In fact, it was among one of the very first things we did to begin to transform the business from a break-even business into a highly profitable business. We knew it was going to take the collective efforts of everyone in the business to break through and achieve a sustainable level of profitability. So we designed and introduced a profit-sharing plan that would put 20% of every dollar of profit we made into a profit-sharing pool. And to introduce the new program, I brought the team together for a business update meeting. I brought one of our best-selling products into the meeting with me. It was a storm door that sold at retail for just over $300. To kick off the meeting, I asked, who would like to own this new storm door? I picked one of the employees who had raised their hand, and I asked them to join me at the front of the room. I gave them $200 cash, which was the price we sold the door to the retailer for, which means the retailer was making a $100 margin on the door we sold them. I let the employee know that they could keep everything that was left after we paid for the cost to produce and deliver the door. Then I turned to the other employees and asked them what costs we had in building the door. Hands went up all around the room, and one at a time they called out the costs we had in producing, packing, and shipping the door. As each person mentioned a real cost to produce the door, I had the employee who owned the door give each of them the money to pay for that particular item. I can't recall the exact costs, but it included things like wood, give that guy $16, aluminum, give that guy $22, glass, give that person $18, hardware, give that lady $26, assembly labor, give that person $57, overhead costs, give that person $26, packaging costs, give that person $12, and shipping costs, give that person $8. Then someone said, hey, we scrap some doors. And I said, yes, we do. Give that person $8. Then another one said, we do rework on some doors. I said, you're right, we do. Give that person $6. This went on and on until every cost was accounted for. Then I turned to the owner of the door and asked how it was going. They said they only had 20 cents left. Wait, what? We only made 20 cents from a door that we sold for $200? The employees were very surprised. It was the first time they realized that they were doing a lot of work, but we weren't making a lot of profits. And then someone said, hey, there's $14 going to scrap and rework. And I said, you're right. And for every dollar of that that we can recover or save, 20 cents of it would be added to your profit-sharing pool. And knowing that we were making about 500,000 doors each year, they could do the math and figure out that by just doing that, they could put an extra $100,000 into the profit-sharing pool. And knowing that we had about 200 employees, they could do the quick math that $100,000 divided by 200 employees was a quick $500 each. So they knew what their mission was. Go get those scrap and rework dollars and put them into the profit-sharing pool. And that's just what they did. But they didn't stop there. They found ways to reduce how much labor went into building each door. They found ways to get more yield on the materials we used for each door. And they helped us find ways to reduce our overhead costs for each door. All because we provided the incentive to think and act by giving them a reward for better performance. Over the next 3 years, they increased the profit-sharing pool in the business to be the equivalent of an additional month's pay for each employee. A huge win for everyone in the business, and a huge win for the business itself. We became stronger, faster, and consistently profitable. So if we could do this with our door manufacturer, how difficult would it be for you to do it with your business? If you haven't guessed yet, my answer to the question, when is the right time to begin rewarding your team for performance, is right now. Why wait? Let your team members help you find the hidden costs and improve the business operations and efficiency. They probably know more than you do anyway. I'd suggest you take advantage of that and get them working beside you, thinking like an owner, starting tomorrow. Give that some thought. And if you have questions or concerns, just give me a call and we can work out a program that'll work for your business. You'll be glad you didn't wait to start rewarding your team for great performance. Now, before we go, two quick asks. Share this podcast with your fellow business owners. I'm trying to get these free business tips to as many business owners as possible. I want every business owner to be successful, and this is my gift to you and to them. Thanks for passing this along. And lastly, please leave a review on this podcast. The more thumbs up this podcast gets, the more it will be found when someone's stuck or struggling and looking for advice. Your review can help make this happen. Thanks for joining me today. Be sure to tune in next week when we're going to discuss a big lesson from a winning coach. You won't want to miss it. Meanwhile, if you have a question, suggestion, or would simply like to connect, shoot me an email at rich@tourtoprofit.com. Now go make it a great week, and whatever you do, ride hard.
Thank you for listening to the Ultimate Business Tune-Up. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes. In the meantime, find more resources at tourdeprofit.com and connect with Rich by sending a message to rich@tourdeprofit.com. Until next time, ride hard.